Jeff,
are you not listening?
Maybe. Yeah, I am. I'm listening.
You know where JP staying at when he goes to Arizona?
Where he staying at?
He staying in Temp.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming. I knew it.
I am staying in Temp, Arizona. Jeff, come on out, Jeff. You got it. You can stay with me, buddy. Great song there, Jeffrey. Let me know when you get it online, and
we about to post the SoundCloud link in 2 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty.
Let's do this, man. Let's discuss. Now, it's easy to say, yeah, they're going to win. Or underdogs all won yesterday. Whatever you want to say. How does Washington get a victory tonight against a Bengals team that, when healthy, has been among the best in the NFL?
They get a win by running the football effectively. And you talked about it earlier. Time of possession, you know. And then all of a sudden you make a team become something they don't want to be. They start to press. I don't care how good you are. If you're pressing and you're not just going like you normally would be going, you have problems in that moment. So if they can run the football effectively and get touchdowns at the end of the drive, not field goals anymore, I think they get touchdowns at the drive, at least get points on the board. Don't go into the red zone and leave with no points at all. But they have to control the clock.
They have to control the clock. I think the red zone woes, it's got to be sixes tonight, not threes.
Totally.
But I think, for me, they drafted Johnny Newton. They drafted Johnny Newton early in the second round. There was a lot of excitement about him. He's working his way back. Like, somebody somewhere, you need somebody defensively to make some plays. Like, and I think you need it at – I think you need the defensive front to show up. The Bengals really haven't run the ball well. You got to keep that consistent. Like, don't give up big plays in the run game. Dude, as much as we focused on the offensive red zone woes, the defense wasn't very good in the red zone either.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary was able to just bust up the middle against them.
Totally.
I think Allen and Payne know what they're doing. They are pros. They've done this a long time. I think they can hit a higher level. I think Newton could really help you. You got big Phil Mathis. Saw him last night. He's a house. That's he a is. Big, big young man.
Yep.
You'd really – for everybody that was very upset about Jamin not being a healthy scratch last week, maybe he makes some plays tonight. I would assume – he's active with Farrell down. You got to get some plays out of that D-line. You simply have to. And I think, for me, defensively, you hope ain't a strategy, but in the second half, things kind of slowed down for Neighbors a little bit when BSJ was on him. Sam Verstill's a guy you and I were really excited about throughout camp, and I think his –
He struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
Rookie. But the thing about it, like, St. Juice, I think he should have some confidence from last week, man.
Sure.
He played tough down the stretch, caused a fumble, you know. And I think a lot of times, like, sports, no matter which one it is about confidence. If you go out there and you have a level of confidence, you could just go and play freely. But when you're lacking that confidence and you're worried about making mistakes, you're always just a tad bit short, tad slow. And I think with the confidence that he gained last week, he should be able to carry that over. He's going to need it. Because he's going to get some dudes.
These dudes are dogs.
He's going to get some dudes, bro.
Anything can happen on Monday night, man. Landfill, what is the path to a victory tonight for you?
For me, I have a couple of keys here. Number one, they got to stop it with the red zone penalties. They actually, I thought, moved the ball pretty well. Up until the point they got into the red zone, and then it was just a complete and total disaster, in part because they were always getting penalties, and it was really putting them in a bad spot. They have to keep completing passes. Like, Bumich was talking about running, and I think those short passes are just basically running plays, and when they're keeping that, they're keeping possession, they're kind of shortening the game, keeping the clock going. I think that's critical. And then pressure. They got to get pressure on Burrow. He loves to hold the ball forever. If they can pressure him, they'll get some sacks. And I think that that will set him up to win.
I like that. It's got to be pressure. I think you're very correct about kind of the extended run game with the short passes. You would also like to see something go downfield.
And I'll tell you somebody that does that a lot. The Chiefs do it all the time.
Sure. I mean, Andy did that with you in Philly. Yeah.
But what it does, it loosens up a defense, because if you're running, they have everybody in the box. If you start hitting those edges, they spread it out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now the run game becomes more effective, and then all of a sudden you have more lanes and to throw the ball into.
Mm-hmm.
So it all works out.
We're going to open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How do the Commanders win tonight against the Bengals? This is not an easy task. I will say this. Our buddy Greg texted me and Brian. He said, I need to hear from Rev T today to get me hyped for this game tonight. So, Rev, the gauntlet has been thrown down. But the people are asking for you. You wonder if Higgins hits the ground running here or if he's kind of easing his way back.
Yeah.
That would help.
Normally when you come back that first week, man, you're a little off. And I think that's something that you got to think about that too as a defensive back. Make him have to work. Don't allow him to come out there and get those early catches and they'd be easy. You know, make him struggle. Make him work. Let's see if he's really in shape.
Right.
You know, just like if a cornerback comes in for the first week, what do the teams do?
Test him.
We're going deep on him every time.
Well, dude, one thing specifically with Higgins maybe that this team doesn't do a lot of it. BSJ is able to do it, but – get up on the line of scrimmage and play physical with him.
Yeah.
Like, he's just coming back. Now, one thing that is perhaps, I don't want to say alarming, but, like, last week when I saw Farrell and Kwan jump on the injury report late, I was like, now Farrell's missing a game a week later. BSJ was on the injury report Thursday and Friday as a limited participant with a groin thing. Saturday, he was a full participant.
All right.
I do think you need BSJ fully healthy for this thing to work tonight. You know what I mean? Jeffrey, how do they win tonight, buddy?
Like Landini said, first, run. I don't care if the clock runs down the entire first possession because we're running. Set it up. That's the first key. Second key, Cliff, got to get more creative. Bro, if we know that screen is coming on the first play of the game again, dog, at least fake the screen out, hand it up the middle, fake the screen, throw it over the top, do something, become less predictable, because we can't keep starting the game behind the sticks. We got to stay ahead of the sticks. And for the past 2 weeks, Jaden has started 2nd and 25, 2nd and 15. We can't do that. Got to get a little bit more creative and get that run game going early. And the last one, like Landini said, this is the thing that killed us last week. We got to minimize the penalties, because we don't have that many penalties moving down the field. It's always when it's like we get anxious, and we need to just calm them nerves and let's buckle up and win this game.
Buckle up, win this game.
I'm with that, baby.
We're going to keep these phone lines open for the hour. We're going to keep them open. You know how Washington wins tonight? You get to tell me. Let's start with Drew is in D.C. on line two. Drew, how does Washington win tonight?
What's up, coaches? How y'all doing, man?
What's up?
Good, buddy.
I just say, man, they got to really use their tight ends in the red zone, man. They had a mismatch in the Giants game, and they went away from it. And two more things I want to put out. Terry McLaurin, to me, I hope I don't get no flack when I normally get some flack, man. You got to put him in space. That little bubble screen and stuff, put him out there. Move him up and down the line of scrimmage to like a lot of these other guys. And also, Payne and Allen, man, you got to play like you played in your contract year, man. You have to lead this defense, man. Man, that's all I got to say, man. These guys can ball out, because we can move the ball. You know, we can move the ball up and down the field, man. But this defense, man, they got to act like they want steak instead of hot dogs, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, brother. Thank you. That's a good call. I like that line. They got to act like they want steak instead of hot dogs. Yeah. You know, specific to Terry, one thing I'm going to find very interesting, Dan Quinn specifically said we need to move him around more. Now, he was asked about him. Quinn said that. That's not really a staple of Cliff's offense. I'm curious if it happens tonight. Because Cliff said, I got to be better. I got to get the ball to Terry.
One thing Cliff has said, too, is when I first started this thing, I had just me to deal with. But now I have all these extra coaches that can help me enhance this offense and make it better. So if you have a defensive coordinator, that's Dan's calling. He's a great defense coordinator. Mm-hmm. Telling you how people move and how they can get some space, how receivers get space against your team, you got to figure it out. Try it out a little bit. So hopefully they try some form of it, and then once you get it, if it starts to work, go with that. You know, like to enhance my game when I play, I talked to more defensive players than I did offensive players. I wanted to know what gives you problems. You know, what does an offensive player, a running back, do when he's running a route or he's setting up stuff to get that gives you issues? And when they told me, I implemented it into my game, and it worked.
It's going to be very interesting what they do at left tackle. If you missed our interview with Dave Lapham, talking about Trey Hendrickson, who's a badass. He's going to be a factor tonight, and whether it's Coleman or Lucas, that's been an interesting like substitution back and forth pattern, whatever you want to call that. Mm-hmm. I think you'd love to see just one dude play, frankly, but they're running it differently. I think Austin Eckler's a big factor. I think that dude has been explosive when he's gotten the ball, and I think you'd like to keep him explosive. I also think, dude, with this game, B, it's vital that they don't get down big early.
Yeah.
Because I think what have all four of us said? You got to run the football.
Totally.
You really got to run the football, try to manage the clock. If they get down early, then they feel like they got to press. And, I mean, we kind of saw it in Tampa. Yep. They're not really built to press.
No.
Eckler so far this season is averaging 8.6 yards per touch. Let's get him some touches.
Get him more.
Right?
I mean, the guy, listen, I know people thought what they thought last year, but, hey, he had a high ankle sprain, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's tough to work as a running back in that way. But now he's healthy. Give him the ball, dog.
Yeah, I think you need a steady dose of that. Let's keep the phone lines going. Josh is in D.C. on line three.
What's
Josh,
up, Josh,
how do they win tonight?
What's up, guys? We got to get pressure. The defensive end needs to do something. Why did Payne and Allen have breakout years? It's because they had defensive pressure. So we need to get pressure on the end. We need to idolize Eckler more. You know what I mean? Hey. They obviously don't know how to use Terry McLaurin, so you need to trade Terry McLaurin to get some defensive end help. You got to do something. Like, hey, you're just wasting his good years. Let him go. Get something for him. That's simple. You got to do that.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know if he just kind of like ran out of steam or ran out of thoughts or his phone cut out or what. That kind of just ended there. What happened there, Jeff? Did his phone cut out?
I guess.
All right, man. Well, I don't know that I am ready to say Terry's doing something wrong, the offense is doing something wrong. It's just so early in the season, and I think so much of this conversation, if Jaden just hits that deep shot in Tampa, doesn't exist. So through two games, there's a lot of concern, and yet it was a 2 yards. If that ball's 2 yards shorter, none of the conversation exists.
More than likely.
But, I mean, that's football. I definitely think Austin Eckler helps you, man. Through two games, he's got 17 touches for 147 yards. And that's not to mention a kickoff return he house called that got called back.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that dude's a baller.
He's played, man.
He's
played his tail off.
Let's go to Austin, in Raleigh. That is two state capital names right there. Austin, what up, man? How do they win tonight?
Hey, guys. So from my perspective, it's the defensive rush has to happen, whether it's on the edges or in the interior. The Bengals' offensive line is bad. They're rushing less than 100 yards a game, so that's where the point has to be on defense. And then on offense, Terry's just got to be fed the ball. I mean, giving him more opportunities to shut those cornerbacks up definitely is going to give him more opportunity to win that game.
Pressure, 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 man. I think – you need your front four to win. And to Austin's point, you know, Burrow is a guy. I think, Lamphill, you said this. Burrow is a dude that holds onto the ball forever. And
yeah,
he's never scared to take big hits. I mean, that's been his calling card since LSU winning the Heisman, throwing 60 touchdowns.
That's why he's been banged up so much.
You got to get to him tonight. And the Bengals haven't been running the ball that well. You've got to shut them down on the ground, make them one-dimensional. Listen, you might still lose even if they are one-dimensional, because that one dimension is pretty damn good. You know, like, people generally talk about Sydney Sweeney for one thing, but when it's really good, you don't have to worry about the other things. You're talking Burrow, Chase, Higgins.
That's your new crush, Sydney Sweeney.
She's all right, man. If you look just statistically here, the Bengals' offense has been bad. Now, it's two games in, and I wouldn't expect that to continue, but they're 22nd in points scored out of 32 teams, 27th in yards gained out of 32 teams. That's crazy for this team. Their injury report going into tonight, Sheldon Rankins is a good D-tackle for them, not playing. B.J. Hill, not expected to play. Von Bell, I don't know the answer there. Chris Jenkins, I've heard, is supposed to play. But just think about that on the D-line. One guy's out, definitively. B.J. Hill's doubtful. And then Jenkins, I think this is his first game of the year. I mean, that's three pieces of a D-line. Like, you got to try to run the ball and run it right at them.
Let's see if they're ready.
Gasecki, Higgins, Amarius Mims, all those guys are cleared, expected to play. If you look at how the Bengals have run the ball so far this season, now some of this, is it cause or correlation? I don't know, right? They're 31st in rushing attempts. They're not running the ball very frequently.
What you just said, but you say they have 38 opportunities?
I mean, they are defensively not stopping the run at all. They're 30th out of 32 teams, or 29th, rather, in yards allowed on the ground.
So we should be running the ball coming off the bus.
It's a pretty simple process, man.
As soon as you step off the bus.
Right.
Put your pocket up. Get ready. Let's go.
Phone lines are lit up, 800-636-1067. You tell us, how do the Commanders win this game? When we return, we're going to lead with the one and only a man of the cloth, Mr. Rev T. The people have asked for him. They're going to get him. Before we go, though, this time of year is crazy. The weather tonight's supposed to be kind of spotty. Over the weekend, it was hot as hell. It's going to be cold by the end of the week. You need to be ready, no matter what the temperature is, with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star tech will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com.
All right, B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Cincinnati as the Commanders get ready to take on the Bengals tonight. I think the game kicks off at 8:15. It's a doubleheader tonight. Going to be two games coming up tonight, but, you know, the one that we only care about is the one that the Commanders are playing. And we're taking your phone calls, finding out, how do the Commanders get a chance to win tonight? What they have to do? You get right back to the phone lines, and we're going to start off with Ryan. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, brother?
How we doing, guys? I'm calling in. If you're a true Redskin Commander fan, then you know you have a little PTSD about tonight. Primetime games don't really do us well.
Uh-huh.
That said, I am one of the more optimistic fans you'll ever meet, and I think that one of the things we have to do is we got to hope Cincinnati plays like they did against New England. The thing that concerns me the most about this, we need to run the ball. We need to control the clock. But I'll give you a little bit of a trend that we had. This is dating back to last year and including this year.
Okay.
I didn't include teams that don't have real number one receivers. But going back, just give me 2 seconds here. We have Neighbors went 10 for 127. Godwin, 8 for 83. Evans, 6 for 65 and 2 TDs. Lamb last year, 13 for 98, 2 TDs. Ayuk, 7 for 114 and a TD. Kupp, 8 catches, 111.
The research here.
5 for 157. Like, if you have a number one receiver, you earn your contract against the Washington Commanders. We can't stop number one receivers dating back to the beginning of last year. To me, it's you need a pass rush and you got to hope and pray.
All right, man.
They have been really bad against number one wideouts. Look at Neighbors last week, in only his second NFL game, was fairly dominant. Yeah. For stretches of that game, he was dominant.
But he had 5 receptions last week.
Neighbors?
Yeah.
I thought it was more than that. I'll pull it up. I mean, on that drive where the Giants scored before halftime, it was the Neighbors' drive. Like, he kind of controlled. Now, they did bench Mike Davis after that. Last week, he went 10 for 127 in a touchdown.
Damn.
Yeah, he had 18 targets.
Damn. I didn't know that.
Have we heard from Rev yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Are you prepared?
I'm ready.
Is that Landfill, you prepared?
Yep.
Let's go to church. Rev T, how does Washington win?
CJP Finley, my 106.7 The Fan. B. Miss Landfield with the sex appeal. And Jeff, you know I love you the best. Let me tell y'all something, how it got to happen. Out in Cincinnati on Monday night, underneath the bright lights, the mighty, mighty Washington Commanders, they got to run on. You got to run on the defense. You got to stop the run. And then what the song say, and then in the final minutes, in the final rounds, you got to drop the bomb with all that rugged gold power. See, I'm going to be your testimony. You going to be your testimony. And we all going to be staying at 11 o'clock hour. We are the mighty Commanders. Y'all know who this is. The people's hype man. You got to believe in something, baby. So why not believe in me? Red T. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. The mighty Commanders. Believe, baby. Mosh with me.
Ow.
Love somebody. Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you, Reverend.
There you go, Jeff.
Reverend sounds excited.
Yeah.
I think it's fair
always
to say. Yeah. All right. That's – you got to believe. You got to believe, man. This is a tall order, man. Coming in here, they're going to honor Corey Dillon at halftime. Like, I mean
– Crumry.
Dude, just everything about this away game, our flight from Dallas had a bunch of Bengals fans on it. That the one dude – sitting next to Keim, never stopped talking to Keim. I mean, the whole time. I was 2 rows behind him and just watched it. I guess we haven't even told that story on air about me almost missing the flight.
No. I'm going to let you tell it.
Yeah, we'll get there. We got too many callers right now. But that's right, Landfill. I did almost miss our flight, despite being there very early. But
wrong gate.
They changed the gate. It wasn't my fault.
I don't know what happened to you, but nobody else did change.
Yeah, Keim was the same thing.
You report us a little different.
I think this crowd, I think people overestimate or over discuss what crowd noise can be for young players. Jaden Daniels played at LSU. Okay, he's not going to be scared.
Yeah, more people. That's over 100,000 at LSU.
He's not going to be scared of the crowd noise tonight. That's not. But it does make things more difficult for an operation that got bogged down in the red zone. Mm-hmm. They cannot allow that. They cannot have those. Like, if you're going to win this thing tonight, you cannot beat yourself. True. In any capacity.
Yeah.
Breezy is in Silver Spring. Breezy, how do they win tonight?
Happy Mitch.
What up, man?
We're going to go with the explosives tonight. We got to see that deep shot to Terry. We got to see them actually hit one of those deep balls. We got to make the Bengals kind of shake in their boots a little bit, press like D-Mitch said earlier. And even if it's not on offense, we got to see something on defense. Get us a turnover, get us a big special teams play. Almost had it last week. We got to make them kind of feel our wrath a little bit like that.
Yeah, the explosives would really help an offense that wants to run the football. If you can hit something over the top, it's going to make running the ball that much easier.
Yep.
I also think you got to stop the explosives. I mean, when they went against Evans and Godwin week one in Tampa, that was an explosive offense that was able to get big plays, chunk plays down
definitely
the field.
Definitely.
The Giants aren't really built like that. Neighbors was able to get some chunk plays, but it was a lot of yak. I think tonight that's a concern. Forbes apparently is questionable for tonight. I don't know that he's playing. I wouldn't expect that, I don't think. Just a week, I guess we're like 10 days after the thumb surgery. If you had to choose between the offense getting explosives, or you could choose one thing. You know the offense is going to hit on explosive plays, or you know the defense won't give any up. Which one are you choosing?
I want to see the offense hit on the explosives.
Really?
If you can score, you have a chance to still win the game. I mean, if you can't score, you got problems.
Sure, but I think we've seen, at least last week, I mean, they scored three times. They're able to score methodically with their, you know, running offense. They put these long drives together. If you could tell me right now, you know, there's not going to be a 65 Burrow to Chase tonight, I'd be like, all right, Washington's got a chance. Because I think their path is for a grind-it-out kind of game. And I'm not sure either is doable, right? Like, we don't have a crystal ball where we get to predict this stuff. Let's go down to Texas. Byron is in San Antonio.
What up, B?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, the keys to the game, man, is stop daggone arm tackling. Run through the players. Stop trying to reach. Every game you see at least 25 people stick an arm out and then end up spinning around because you're trying to arm tackle another grown man running full speed. Mm-hmm. Not going to do it. You got to run through them. And then on offense, like I told y'all, that kid Noah Brown is the truth. He's a big body, and he runs violently. If we can run the ball, get some slants across the middle, everything else will open up, and then we can go over the top to get to Terry. But the defense got to tackle. Stop arm tackling. And a cornerback, D-Mitch, go talk to him. How you on the open field, and you going to go inside the numbers to tackle on the inside shoulder instead of the outside shoulder where you know you got help coming from the inside? Tell them to do basic high school stuff. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Good call there. Certainly the tackling's been an issue. I think the tackling, and they haven't really hit
He's
it.
He's right about running through people, man, and wrap up. I don't understand why DBs think that they're going to hit tight ends, running backs, even some of the bigger receivers with just a throw the forearm, think he's going to go down. No. Wrap onto him. Not many people can run around with a 200-pound or more guy hanging on him. So you just wrap up. Somebody else coming to help.
Yeah. I mean, did you watch Michigan-USC over the weekend? It was a pretty good game.
Just a little bit.
The Michigan back is a converted linebacker. He's a monster. But they had this really important, huge, long run late in that game, right? And he gets to the second level, and he's kind of hemmed up by the USC. I don't know if it was a DB or safety.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't get him down. But I was shocked. There was another dude there, number 7. I don't know if he's a linebacker, DB, what. But, like, in football, you are taught, if I am holding you but I'm not getting you down and you get that opportunity, that's a clock clean.
Yeah.
That's a big hit play.
Yeah.
Go put that dude down. Yeah. Now, you're taught that in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. If somebody's holding on to your legs, you're about to get rocked.
There you go.
And the guy just let him go. It was like the other defender never came in to clean the play up, and he got free for like a 65-yard run.
They're worried about the penalties these days.
I
will feed you shoulder pads all day.
Man, it was you're not wrong about the tackling call, Byron. That's a good call. Let's get to Danny in Rochester. Danny, how do they win tonight, buddy?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, man.
We're good, buddy.
Good, good, good. So tonight, I think it's weird. If you are hoping for the Commanders to win tonight, bet the over, because I think it's going to be like 37-33 if the Commanders win. I think that both of these defenses are on shaky ground, and I'm disrespecting the Bengals defense a little bit there. But I think this is going to be a great night for Jaden. I think this is his first touchdown. And I think that Cliff is going to rely a little bit more on the proven weapons as opposed to kind of like the gadget stuff and design runs. That's something we've been asking for. You know, the past couple of years we've had Logan and Terry, and now it's got to be Ertz and Terry.
I think you see a lot of Ertz, a lot of Eckler. This is pretty funny from Matt H. in the chat. He said, going to be a lot of berths next summer for this defense. They refuse to wrap up. That made me laugh. All right, at 12:45, we're going to play Jeff's song again. Right now, let's go to Andre in Alexandria. What up, Dre?
What up, Dre?
How you doing, guys? I need you and B, Mitch. Matter of fact, all four of y'all to be my psychiatrist on this issue unofficially. My friend's telling me I'm crazy and I need therapy. So you guys, I'm on y'all's couch right now. I'm scared and insecure that Terry McLaurin is going to be the Redskins' Bradley Bill. That's my scare, you know, insecurity. Tell me I'm wrong or crazy.
What do you mean, that he'll get traded?
No, we keep him longer than we supposed to before we trade him, like we did Bradley Bill. We should have traded Bradley Bill 3 years or 4 years before we traded him because we're wasting, you know, the good part of his years. We don't try to trade him when he's, you know, older and got less value. Trade him now while he has value.
I'm going to let Jeff handle this. Jeff is the foremost trading Terry expert because I don't know that any of that is real. But, Jeff, go ahead, bud.
Man, Jeff's not here. Although, in Jeff's defense, he's checking to make sure there's not a fire in the building.
Oh, I hear it now.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah.
You know, for a building that houses live broadcasts all day, every day, that fire alarm sure goes off a lot.
It goes off a lot. It's crazy, man.
Well, Landfill, good luck with the fire alarm. To celebrate.
Let us know if you have to evacuate.
The building may be being on fire. Quick break, then we'll play Jeff's song again. If you're on the phone, stay there. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Doubleheader alert. There's two NFL games tonight, and you have another chance for a big W on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's games. All right, you get the same game parlay plus for the Monday Night Football games as the Jaguars take on the Bills and the Commanders take on the Bengals. Josh Allen over rushing yards. Joe Burrow over passing yards. Nope. Joe Burrow under passing yards. James Cook anytime touchdown. And Austin Eckler over receiving yards. I think that will definitely hit. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, the president of Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay. Well, keep us updated. one more call.
I think the word is, technically speaking, we're supposed to leave, but, you know, I'm extremely lazy, so.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to be lazy if it's a fire, mm-hmm. Landfill.
Well, and you're producing a live
Don't worry.
Program.
If it was really a fire, you wouldn't be lazy. You get your ass up and run out that building.
Yeah, I'm about to leave out. I'm scared.
Didn't you already leave, Jeff? When'd you come back?
I was the scout. I was the, hey, yo, is it a fire?
If you came back, then it's not a fire.
Yeah, I think you just want to leave.
What the hell? Came back, it's not a fire.
I just got to make sure, because it could be all the way up on the 10th floor, and we just couldn't see it, you know?
Hold on. What did your scout mission accomplish, then?
My scout mission was me running to the lobby to see if, you know, anyone else is coming down. Then I seen someone with a radio. But they told me they didn't know either. And I did the smell, and I went outside and looked up. It wasn't no smoke, and we here.
I don't see any fire trucks. They're only like a block away from us. It wouldn't take them long to get here.
So you think you actually – so if there's not a fire, why do you need to leave now? You're just scared?
I'm just a guy that follows protocol. And
you're a guy that follows protocol?
Yeah. Hey, Landfill, leave out the building. It's about to lighten. About to have some lightning out there.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. Daniel's going to shoot me a text if we're all about to die, so it's all good.
That's an important text. Okay. Make sure you got your notifications on. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Tim McGee. Then at 1:30, TJ Houshmandzadeh, a pair of Bengals legends. Right now, we're going to let our guy Drew tell us how the Commanders win. Then we're going to play Jeff's song. Drew, what up, man?
Hey, JP. So,
what's up, bud?
One, I think we can win tonight, even if we lose on the scoreboard, as long as we see more JD5 progression, you know, maybe some red zone efficiency, some better vertical passing, and explosive scoring. If we see that, I'll turn off the game happy, even if the score, you know, shows an L on there. But if we really want the W, that's going to mean our defense is doing something. And I like what Beamidge said. I don't want our tackles inside dancing with the offensive linemen. If they can be disruptive inside and maybe we can get a turnover or a special teams play or something, we can sneak out with a win. But we don't have to win to win, and that's kind of a good feeling.
I think that's a mature attitude. We don't have to win to win.
Drew is a mature guy.
Yeah, I would think – listen, these next two opponents, because I think we're kind of sleeping on the Cardinals, these are teams that could score. So it's possible Washington's defense just isn't where it needs to be eventually. But if offensively they can kind of keep it moving, I think is real progress. Now, this is a good line from Scotty G in the chat. He said, Jeff's new song set off the fire alarm because it was so damn hot.
There you go.
Jeffrey, Scotty.
Introduce your song, dude.
Knock their heads off. The song pretty much speak for itself, what I want the team to do in Cincy. And I'm quite sure I speak for the fans when I say we want this win no matter who we play.
Got a win last week, it wasn't pretty. We beat the Giants, boys lost, including Philly. All three. Now we about to take our talent up to Cincy. And lead the jungle 2-1 is the mission. It's only when we stop that hate that we've been hearing. Go grab these kids up by their neck and bleep it clean. Oh, yeah. I'm speaking for the fans, we want to kill them. And go and get that win, we like that feeling. Come on.
Love it, Jeff. Very, very strong, man.
Good job, boy.
You did good there. This is quite far down the road, but there is some injury news out of Cleveland. Wyatt Teller's a really good Pro Bowl guard. Mm-hmm. He could land on IR. And there's questions about Myles Garrett. I think there's some real concern there.
Liz Frank?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Now, they don't play Cleveland for 3 weeks. They got a game tonight to focus on, but you know, got to keep an eye on the big picture. Jeff's song's fantastic. This atmosphere tonight, I think, is going to be fantastic. It is going to be a real opportunity for the Commanders to maybe not win the game, but to prove that it's a new era, right?
Yeah.
What has previously happened on primetime games, like Monday night games?
Very good.
You know, not to mention for a stretch there, every time there was a big national spotlight for Washington, some new Seth Wickersham story came out. You know what I mean? Like, there was always that. And that's obviously not the case now. It's just a different organization, different operation, and in turn, different opportunity. Tim McGee joins the program next.